with a daily rundown of music news. I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Randy Travis is out of the hospital. The country music star was admitted to the heart hospital at Baylor Plano 3 weeks ago with a heart condition, and he later suffered a stroke that required brain surgery. Now he's entered a physical therapy facility, and doctors say that Travis is doing well, but that recovery will likely take months. His family thanks fans for their continued support. A missing 13-year-old piece of Patty Griffin's catalog will soon see the light of day. Griffin recorded the album Silver Bell in 2000. It was intended to be the follow-up to 1998's hard-rocking Flaming Red. But due to an ownership change at her former label A&M Records, the album was never released. Now, on October 8th, Silver Bell will hit stores. The 14-track record was originally recorded in New Orleans and features the songs Top of the World and Truth No. 2, both of which have been covered by the Dixie Chicks. Buddy Guy would like to get more radio spins, and at age 77, he's not shy saying so. The Chicago guitar legend released Rhythm and Blues this week. The double album is chock full of big name cameos, calculated to draw attention from new quarters. This includes appearances by Kid Rock, Keith Urban, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Beth Hart, and Gary Clark Jr. Now, Guy tells industry publication Billboard that he doesn't expect to be a radio staple, but he'd be happy getting played two or three times a week. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.